Hey guys, it's Pat. Coming back at you with another episode of the Hollow Down Cigar Lounge. Today's a little bit different. Nobody else with me, and that's okay. So we're going to have a slightly different spin on today's show, okay? So if you notice when you pulled up this title, whether you pulled it up on YouTube for the video version, or you found it on Spotify or any of your favorite podcast platforms, look down on the title, there's no cigar listed. It just says EDC. We're going to explain that in a minute. It may not be the EDC you're thinking of, but it might be. So I've had some various topics that have been mentioned to me, have been brought up to my attention, things that they might want me to talk about. So what we're going to do in those instances is we're going to pull away from the group conversations, and I'm going to come to you myself, and we're going to talk about these topics. Today, the focus is on cigar apps, and we're talking about, you know, the little guys that you can get on your cell phones, right? So we'll come up to that in a little bit. Got to tell you some of my favorites. It's not a long list. Now there are a world of cigar smartphone apps on the App Store markets. I'm just going to show you my top couple and one that recently replaced my number one spot on that list. But first things first, you can't have a cigar show without a cigar. Now, one of the main differences in the EDC spotlights that I'm going to do from the rest of the shows is I'm not going to take the time to break down and do a review and flavor profile on those cigars that I smoke. EDC literally stands for, in this pretense, everyday cigar. So I'll tell you what I'm smoking, but we're not going to dive down into it. We're not going to have a big briefing. We're not going to have a dive deep down into the profile and the flavor notes like we do when I've got Johnny Bravo or Cates or Woot or any of the other guys that are been hanging around with us. So let's light this guy. I will tell you what I'm smoking. This is just a budget stick. This is an EDC show. This is just a Ichiban by Room 101. Nothing crazy to it. I think these were dirt cheap. I'm not gonna lie to you. They're a couple bucks a stick. Get them in a pack. I haven't had anything so far to date that I don't like from Room 101. This is a Churchill. So because of the gauge, I'm going to do a punch cut on it. Just a personal preference, so I don't tear off that cap. Hit up this new lighter. I'm going to talk about some lighters later on. It is a little cold outside, so forgive my lighter's hesitancy for a moment. As we light this puppy, still going to get a torch on it. It's like 91 degrees yesterday and it's back cold outside. The only reason I'm not bundled up is because I've been moving around doing some stuff outside. So I know you've heard us mention those Louisiana weathers before, so it's where we're at. It is what it is. So as I said, we're not gonna focus on talking about the cigar of the day. I'll just mention that this is a good budget stick, and we're going to move on. Now, if you've noticed in the video, this little guy right here, and if you've made it this far into the video, obviously, you've made it past the new intro. Now, the previous episodes so far have had a generic intro. Most of it is this mug right here from pictures of my vacations and stuff of that nature. But if you are watching this and you're already a member of our Facebook group, you already recognize this logo. And I'm going to put it on the screen a little bit bigger for you, just in case the lighting is throwing this little metal stand guy hanging out with me. You can't see it that well. So, the Hollow Down Cigar Lounge now have a new intro. You've seen that. And here is the new logo. It will match everything that you might find on the Facebook website. And if you have not found that, more than welcome to go ahead and search that. Just go to Facebook and it is The Hollow Down. You want to go directly facebook.com/groups/The Hollow Down. Fairly new page. At the time of this recording, there's only 116 members in the group. We just started it a matter of weeks ago. So feel free to go subscribe, invite, join your friends. Great place for cigar talk and conversation. One thing I have to make sure I do today, since I'm by myself, is that I don't overtalk my cigar. Bad habit of mine, running this mouth. So, yeah, it's what it is. So, before we get into the apps in a little bit, let's talk about the EDC concept, okay? EDC. Now, if you are a Second Amendment supporter, if you are into any type of firearms or any of that nature, you've heard the term EDC before. That normally relates to everyday carry. Now, although, and I did not do a great job of lighting this corner, so let me fix my error with the single lighter this time. If you've been around the planet long enough, you realize that not always, I'm not going to start a stereotype here, but a lot of times, tobacco and firearms go hand in hand. And if you bring in a three-letter government agency, you throw the alcohol in it as well. There is a reason that that agency handles those three things together. They go hand in hand. It's very easy for our lifestyles to line up with those things in commonalities. But this EDC, we are strictly talking about everyday cigars. And what I mean by that is smoke that you could pick up every day, consistently, enjoy it, have a good relaxing time, and not blow your wallet because you're smoking it potentially every day. EDC. So I've got my Padrones, I've got my Plasencias, my Rocky Patels, my Arturo Fuentes. I have all those. But I also have three or four budget sticks, and I'm finding more consistently, that I keep in the humidor to go to when I don't know if I'm going to have time to properly finish a cigar. I don't want to waste a high-dollar cigar. If I'm in a rush, if I'm outside working, if I'm on a commute, things that aren't your ideal, perfect, chill time, relaxing scenario, but you still want to have a cigar. Hence, your budget sticks, your EDCs. This one is just a $2 or $3 Churchill. Simple. It's got good flavor. It's got good profile. It's easy for me to keep in the humidor and it's easy for me to pull out and maintain. Doesn't take much to it. But I also have some others that fall in that line as well. Probably one of the most common is Jurisdate's Factory Smokes. If you haven't heard of those, you're probably under a rock somewhere or you just got into the cigar game, which is cool. They are the same thing. You get a pack, I think those come in a bundle of 25. Depending on where you're at, in the U.S. at least, usually around the $45 mark. So again, you're talking $2 to $3 a stick. They smoke great. So that's what we discuss when we're talking about EDCs. And as you see here, I'm having to fix the beginning burn of this stick. EDCs, most budget sticks, you may have one that burns perfectly the entire time through. The factory smokes usually do that great for me. But you may have one that's being a little bit stubborn. Now, usually these will burn perfectly fine by the time we actually get into it and things are rolling. But every once in a while, you have a hiccup. You're not paying the rollers the high quality time to roll a Davidoff when you're talking about a $2 stick. So understand those quality differences as well, but you get what you pay for. So now that we've explained the EDC concept, that's basically going to be what we are looking for when we do this show. And pardon me, let me turn my notifications off of my cell phone like a newbie, like I've never done a video before. So I apologize for that. If it picked up, I'm sure it did. Because that camera or that microphone is pretty good. So, now that we have corrected that, let's move on. So, now that we have discussed what the EDC concept is, I know I've dragged that out a little bit, but I wanted to explain to you what we do when I bring up these titles and you see the show title has EDC and not a cigar. Trust me, I'll still be smoking a cigar in this show. Don't foresee me ever doing a podcast from the Holodown Cigar Lounge without smoking a cigar. However, before we move on in today's topics, take this time, in case you're just coming across us, feel free to shoot us an email or send us a message on Facebook or any of your platforms. Some of them will have a question and answer section. You're more than welcome to send a question there and it will get itself to me. If you have any topics, have any questions, have any suggestions or absolute complaints, feel free to send them there. If you have a topic that you might want to see in a future EDC segment or a full discussion with the boys, by all means, send that to me as well. The direct email is thehollowdown@gmail.com. And of course, you have Facebook and your other platforms to message as well. So that's going to be the basics for the show. That's going to be the introduction, welcoming the new logo, the new basis. And I will preface the logo introduction. We have had a few friends that have mentioned some merch. We're not here to make money on this show. We're here to have fun. So we're looking at some basic options to get started that are cost efficient, not looking to be a fundraising type of merch. That's not the goal here. This is just for fun. This is just for conversation. So we may start out with something basic and progress as we go along, but that'll come down the line. So if you're looking for the logo, looking for the smoking cow, and we're going to name this guy at some point. Don't know what it's going to be yet, but so yeah, there's your intro. So let me take a quick break. We're going to come right back and discuss some of these cigar apps and what we believe their best purposes are. Be right back. All right, so now that that short break is done, and that is purely a radio podcast spot break, so start incorporating those in periodically, as I've been instructed to do so. However, talking about cigar apps, right? Why does that matter, and why is it a thing? Well, I'll tell you this. I have been smoking cigars for roughly 14 years or so at this point. I just discovered the world of cigar apps probably 8-9 months ago. It is a massive game changer. And what I mean by that is I've had multiple times where I've made a mistake in rotating the cigars in my humidor. For the first probably 10 years, I had a classic 75 count, three shelf, wooden, glass front humidor. You can still find the exact same one on Amazon and eBay and about almost every humidor store that you can find. Now, some other brands have come along and done amazing things, like Adu and Need One and Case Elegance and some others that I can't think of off the top of my head. But this one wasn't even branded, okay? I don't even remember who originally made it, who started this design, but it was like $150 or something like that, and it lasted me 10 years. In fact, I'm actually still using it for my girl's cigars that she's keeping, because she doesn't keep nearly as many on hand as I do. So it did a very good job for me. However, if I did not rotate properly, I would lose some cigars in the back bottom shelf. And although my humidity level was being maintained meticulously, I was anal about it. Sometimes I'd get a cigar back there that I'd realize, man, you know, I think I bought this thing like 3 years ago. Now, if you're properly trying to age a cigar, that's cool. But if you're not intending to age a cigar and that's just a mistake, yeah, that wasn't the intention. So I've missed out on some good smokes. Sometimes it aged well, sometimes it didn't, sometimes it, you know, it just kind of loses sight of things. So these cigar apps, you have certain apps that can help you control your humidor. Some of them will go all the way to helping you control your humidity level, or at least see if you have a Wi-Fi connected hygrometer. Or it can basically give you virtual humidors so you can track what you've got in there. And I'll explain that in a little bit with two of them. There's apps to help you find cigar shops and stores. There are apps and websites for just general news and information if you're just a cigar lover in general. So there's a bunch of different things that you can do with these apps to bring your cigar smoking experience to the next level with something that's in the palm of your hand on your cell phone. But the fun part about that is most of them have a web-based counterpart. Talk about that in a minute as well. So let's break down some of the cigar apps and explain to you my favorites. Now, there's five things that I'm going to tell you. The first one is Cigar Shop Locator. Now, let me pause and preface. When I was looking up some of these apps, I am an Android guy. Most of these apps are on Android. There's one that I'm going to mention that last time I checked, Apple was having an issue with, so it wasn't on the Apple Store unless you already had it. But because they have their web-based counterparts, you can still put the, instead of an app on your phone, you can necessarily put a link to or a shortcut to the web page on your phone. It still pops up and it's almost identical once you get in the interface. So anyway, Cigar Shop Locator is exactly what it sounds like. It is simple. It is pretty straightforward. It lets you put in a zip code or find out your current location and give you cigar shops in a radius. Now, depending on what area you're in, certain areas are more 420 friendly than others. So some areas I've gone around and I've seen were lounges and tobacco houses. And others I've seen all those tobacco houses, but a list of 100 gas stations in the mix because they're technically listed as a smoke shop. So there is that risk with understanding that may or may not have the type of smoke that you're looking for. That's another conversation. You know, we could have a whole other episode, and we might, on gas station cigars. I know some other shows have done that, so it's not a new topic, but it's always interesting to see what you find. Every show I've seen that's done something with gas station cigars has been a little bit different in what they've actually had, so it's a unique topic in its own. So the cigar shop locator, you're kind of at the mercy of how businesses and places have registered themselves in directories, and whether it's going to show up on your app or not. But if you're looking for general information on cigars, and we're not talking news, we'll get to that in a minute. The next one, number four, is the Cigar Geeks app. So Cigar Geeks is kind of what it sounds like. If you're a little geeky about cigars, you're a little nerdy. I feel like I am. I love learning more about cigars. I love learning about the way that they're made, the different blends, how something like this is either leftovers from another blend, it's scraps, it's the extra filler, it's whatever they do. That's how it's a budget stick, right? But you've got high-end sticks that are made with different binders, different fillers. They're specific to this blend gets this portion of the tobacco plant. They're specific. It's got to get the Ligeros, or it's got to get the Visus, or whatever part of it. They are getting really specific with what type of, or what portion of the plant, right? If you're getting into that nerdy thought process with your cigars, Cigar Geek is a pretty cool app. It's got a large database of information on various cigars, and you can go down a rabbit hole just looking and digging and reading, and you can look up and search your cigar or something you're interested in and usually find information on that. It's very rare that I've tried to find something that I was unable to pull up in the database. Number three. This one is technically not an app, at least not that I have found. It is a website. It is halfwheel.com. That is probably currently the most extensive, best detailed website on news, updates, general information. It's basically like the CNN of the cigar world, if you will. Anything that's coming up, anything that is happening, whether you're talking about cigar plants and companies buying people out and coming up with new blends and acquisitions between cigar companies or new profiles that are coming out, you name it, it almost always lands on Half Wheel. I learned about that about a year ago, and before that, I was pretty much relying on Google and looking up specific brands to put out information. Like Drew Estate does a great job of putting out their own. They have a completely other app that's not on this list because it's specific to them, but they're good about news specifically to Drew Estate. So I was used to looking up on Google, just searching for information, but relying on these companies to put out their own information. Cigar Aficionado is pretty decent. They usually structure themselves more around ratings than they necessarily do for general news and information. But that's also a great place. But that's where I used to start at. But halfwheel.com, if you're looking for one source to get as much information as possible in the news world of cigars, that's where I would send you. As far as I'm aware, they don't have an app version, but it's a website. Everybody's got a cell phone. Most of them are smartphones. You can get to it pretty easily. So, my number two and my number one are pretty much the same type of app. different styles. Number two is Cigar Scanner. It's a lot of people watching this video that probably already are aware of this app. I was in the dark under a rock and didn't know about it until, like I said, about 8-9 months ago. And one of the cigar talk shows that I link in the description of my videos was Cigar Talk Podcast. Listening in to them for a while, and they talked about apps at one point a while back, and I think it was Bryant that actually mentioned Cigar Scanner and said it was so vital to him because he uses it multiple times a week. That's how I found out about it. So what's cool about it is you can have virtual humidors. You can literally input every single cigar that you have with the date that you got it. If you want to put where you purchased it from, you can. That's optional. And you can put how many you've got in there, and it will track your humidor. So if you're like me, now I'm sitting, you know, I've got 300 plus cigars at almost any given time. It helps me go back and check dates, so I don't make the mistake that I mentioned right after we came back from break, where I was talking about that I made some mistakes on rotations and had some old cigars that I let get stuck in the back shelf. I don't have that problem, because once you've got your cigars in this app, you have some freedom on how you control the app. You can sort it by name. If you're trying to see how many that you've got left of a certain cigar, you can sort it by date, and that date is by when the date that you put in there. Whether you put what date that you added it or what date that you purchased it, whatever the case is, whatever date that you put in there, it will sort in that order. You can sort it by the average rating or what your rating is. Which brings you up to the other part of the app, is where the scanner part of the name comes from. You can just search for a cigar, or you can take a picture of the cigar with the band. And it will do a good job of finding that cigar probably 95% of the time. The database of unique cigars that they have built is fantastic. Now, it is slightly limited because it is linked to Neptune Cigar, which is a purchase online web store for cigar products. But they still do a good job. And if you have a cigar that's not in the app, you can go input that cigar, and now other people can use it and other people can search it. And you put that information the first time. I've had to do that a few times, and I'll just real quick go to the manufacturer's website, get the details, put it in. One time it's done. The next time I have the same cigar, it's there. And usually what happens is, you know, down the line, I'm 9 months in, so I haven't had it too terribly long, but I've already found a couple where somebody has been able to find it and now include their ratings. Because as you smoke cigars, you can just decrease the quantity if that's all you care about, but you can also go rate the cigar. Those ratings go to everybody else on the app. It's kind of got like a social media Facebook type feed on one side. You can see what people comment, what they post, what they review. And then you can put some in another tab called your journal. So if there's ones that you really liked the review and you wanted to remember that, you can throw it in there. It's also got a wish list and a favorites list, so you can keep track of that as well. All of that right there was stuff that I was using on my phone in a notepad, keeping several different pages of information to keep track with this. I had a note for my favorite cigars. I had a note for the ones I wanted to try. I had, you know, stuff like that. So this is very helpful. That was my number one cigar app until about 2 weeks ago. So now we're on a completely different one called Boxpressed. box pressed, I had never heard of. And when I found out about Cigar Scanner, I started searching, I started looking, I started trying to find any information that I could on other cigar apps to see, well, I've missed out on this for so long, what else am I missing out on? And still never found Boxpressed. I came across Boxpressed on one of these cigar groups that I'm in on Facebook. Not the one that we just made, but I'm in several, so not trying to be secretive, I just don't remember which one that I saw it on. But somebody had posted a screenshot of their cigar scanner app. You know, just kind of a general comment like, hey, this app's great, it's helped me keep track of my cigars, blah, blah, blah. Well, as luck may have it, I went and took a picture of mine, screenshot it, put it in there, same thing. Man, you're onto something. That's great. That's a fantastic app. I use it daily. And everybody's like, yeah, that's great. Hey, that's awesome. Cool deal. And then this one little nugget was like, yeah, but have you heard about Boxpressed? I was like, what the hell is Boxpressed? Like, I've never heard of this. Like, I don't get it. I don't know it. Well, what is it? I figured it was just another news site or something. Now, the way it's spelled is Boxpressed, but Boxpressed. Cigar Scanner and Boxpressed both have corresponding websites. You make a free account the first time, and it links both automatically. So if you make changes on your phone, it's on the computer, and vice versa. So your account is global. So sometimes I've been on my computer and just been able to pull something up. Boxpressed is the same way. The difference is Boxpressed has become my number one. So it does everything that the Cigar Scanner app does as well. But in my opinion, I think it does it better. It has a much cleaner profile, has a much cleaner look. It is easier to input things. On the Cigar Scanner side, once you put in a cigar, you have to back out. Then you can go back to edit, change the date, change the price. And I found that sometimes, for whatever reason, I can't update the price. So if you're trying to keep a track of the true value that you have in your humidor, mine's a little off because I couldn't actually put in the price. Sometimes it was just grayed out. It wouldn't let me change it at all. Or I couldn't put a new Vitola, I couldn't put a new size. You know, so if I have two sizes of the same cigar, it's not quite accurate. Boxpressed fixed all of that for me. The input process is stupid simple. I was very quickly able to learn that app, and I've had a couple budget sticks that were not in the app. It took 2 seconds to input them in, put the details in, added it. And unlike Cigar Scanner, where Cigar Scanner, it goes and it automatically goes out there. Anything, a new cigar that you add to Boxpressed, it will still let you add it to your humidor. Still do what you need to do in the app, but it also submits that request to an admin in the app so they can verify the information so they can actually add that cigar back to the database. So down the line, you do it again or somebody else, they're not just finding your note, they're finding the actual listing for that cigar. But the best part about that is you can enter the price. You can enter the price per single, per pack, per bundle. It'll average the price out, so you don't have to do as much math if you're trying to keep up value as you smoke things. You can pick what size cigar that you smoked. And if there's a new size that came out, guess what? You can go add it on there as well. And now it's in there. Updates the profile, updates the listing for your purpose or somebody else in the future to come back along and use again. one little tidbit that I like over box press, and if this is in Cigar Scanner, I just didn't see it. Cigar Scanner will tell you how many total cigars you got and what their total value is. Box press does that as well, but I've noticed on the computer it'll tell you how many unique cigars you have versus how many cigars you have. So, you know, your different lines of cigars, it'll show you those differently versus your actual total legit count of one-to-one cigars. Pretty cool app. I'm already using it. I converted everything. Took some time because I had to move manually everything from one app to the other. It's fantastic. And anytime that you want to smoke one in BoxPress, what's cool, once again, a comparison. Cigar Scanner, when you rate everything, is on a scale of 5 stars. It's real simple. Everything in BoxPress, you enter it off of 5 stars, but it's basically, you can do it in half increments, you can get more specific. But it correlates that to the proper cigar rating as best as possible. So, you know, you're putting one there with 3 and 4 stars, your rating 68, average rating 72. So you're seeing what everybody's average, you know, proper cigar rating is compared to what you just rated it as. So you smoke one, you start a smoke session, and you can enter your details. What day did you smoke it? Where did you smoke it? What size was it? Just to make sure you didn't smoke a different size. And you can rate it there. You can put notes in it. You can save that profile. And there's options down below. You can also start listing all the specific profile notes and flavor notes that you discovered, just like you would if you're doing a paper old school cigar journal. Very cool. Very simple and very clean interface. Does everything, in my opinion, that Cigar Scanner does. But if you like Cigar Scanner, bet you you're gonna like BoxPress. I'm starting to move over it. And no sponsorships. I know I'm pressing on it, but personal preferences here on all of these things. So those are my top five. BoxPress, Cigar Scanner, Halffill.com, Cigar Geeks, and Cigar Shop Locator. Well aware there are many other apps and websites and things out there that you can use. These are my favorites. These are the ones that I've come to use the most. So feel free to get out there, find out what you like, and search around. So that's just my list, and that's what I found. Guess we'll leave it at that on the cigar apps. So that was our first run for an EDC show. Now, you see, I've still got this much left, and as Johnny Bravo always likes to say when he's here, we're still going to be here when the camera turns off. So, I know it's just me. I am not going to waste this puppy. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to sit back, enjoy the cool breeze that's going on right now. I'm actually surprised my curtains are holding up. It's not as windy as it was the last time we filmed, but still a good show, still a good time to be outside, and still a good time to talk to you. So once again, email me, thehollowdown@gmail.com. If you have not already, hit like, hit subscribe, share it to a friend, share the channel, consistently keep putting out videos. I know it's been a little bit of time since the last episode pushed out. There's some personal scheduling issues that I had on my end, so I apologize for that one. However, feel free to share this. It's helped grow the community. Join the Hollowed Down Cigar Lounge group on Facebook. We'd love to have you. We'd love to see your stories. Love to communicate with you. See your pictures. I'm a sucker for seeing cigar pictures and what you smoke for the day. Always entertaining to see what other people do to enjoy themselves. And we're going to throw these EDC shows in the mix just as well as we do the other Cigar Lounge talk series with the boys. I guess that's going to wrap it up for today. As always, appreciate you for hanging out, for listening, for watching. And until next time, stay safe, and hollow down.